Ain't got no use for no red rocking chair. Ain't got no honey baby now. That ain't got no use for no red rocking chair. And I ain't got no honey baby now.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. In our next segment, we talk with Thomas Johnson, Vice President of Refinery Operations for the Meridian Energy Group.
A few weeks ago, I was talking with the CEO, William Prentice, of Meridian Energy Group, and he was talking about transparency and, you know, really kind of educating and being public with much or many aspects of this refinery. Now, I say that with the caveat that I understand oil and gas is secretive or hush-hushness when it comes to their proprietary or intellectual, you know, I guess, aspects of the refinery or their projects. Is there anything along the technology line that you can share with us that is allows your company to be a little bit more transparent, but at the same time doesn't get you any hot water or anything along those lines?
Now, some of the technologies that were incorporated to keep our emissions down would be vapor recovery system and double seals on the storage tank. We have a benzene saturation unit, which that unit is going to reduce the amount of benzene in the gasoline pool. We're going to have selective catalytic reduction technology in our heater stacks, which what that will do, that will take and reduce the amount of NOx that's emitted from the facility. We're going to have ultra-low NOx burners on the furnaces, which will do the same, reduce the amount of NOx that's emitted. We'll have an air-assisted flare stack, which by having the air blowers on the stack, that results in better combustion, which will result in lower emissions. We'll have hydrogen sulfide or H2S absorbent beds that will keep any, it will scrub H2S out of anything before it's flared. There'll be continuous emission monitors or CIMs, which will be on the flare stack and the furnace stacks in order to continually monitor the SO2, NOx, CO, CO2, things like that. One thing I'm really excited about is we have some really high-efficiency steam boilers that we're going to be using. These boilers are going to have low NOx emissions, low CO emissions, and they're going to be very efficient, use less gas than your typical conventional boilers. And the thing I like best about them, they're never going to overfire. They're going to give you just the amount of firing it takes to keep your steam make up and never any more emissions than what you actually need. A few other things I could probably mention is they have an enclosed slop hole system, which will keep emissions down. Our pumps will have double seals. That's going to reduce emissions. Our flare system itself is going to have a vapor recovery system, which instead of just flaring any kind of release that you have, and that's going to be, most of that's going to be recovered back into the system. So the emissions will be a lot cleaner. We have an LDAR program, which is a leak reduction and repair program. We're taking infrared scanning, and we're finding minute leaks and fixing those before they become leaks that go on and on and on, which would increase your emissions. And probably the last thing I can mention is operation and maintenance procedures that overall will just reduce the amount of emissions themselves.
And a final question for you, and actually it's more of a statement. I usually like to give the guests the floor at the end. They can talk about a summary, talk about the company, talk about the project, what it is, the industry, and I guess kind of open format, but just kind of what your feeling is about what this refinery is going to do or what it means to the industry.
Well, as that was mentioned, the Bakken crude is really some good sweet crude. North Dakota is really in a good position to be having crude like that. I would like to see, you know, the project get up and running and be refining this crude, getting the products out on the market. The more of this crude that displaces battle crude brought over from the Middle East, I think it's a good thing for North Dakota and the whole country. I was up at an event at Bellfield a couple weeks ago. The local folks who will be doing a lot of our hiring from the local area, they seem to be really excited about the project and the refinery, and we're just anxious to get started, get the place built, get people hired, and get up and running with it.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. In our next segment, we talk with Thomas Johnson, Vice President of Refinery Operations for the Meridian Energy Group.
I ain't got no honey, baby, now. Ain't got no honey, baby, now.
The music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines.
Ain't gonna be treated this way. Laying in the shade, you spent every dime I made. Ain't gonna be treated this way.
Now, many of you are familiar with, like, the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. Dakota Cannabis Club. .com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.
Who'll rock the cradle? Who'll sing this song? Who'll rock the cradle when you're gone? It's all rock the cradle.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
Ain't got no honey, baby, now.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Ain't got no honey, baby, now.
Tiffany Steiner, MBI Energy Services, talking about the hiring blitz you guys have going on.
Yes, so it's next Friday, March 10th, at Super Pumper in Bellfield, North Dakota. 5 to 8 a.m. we'll be serving coffee and donuts, and then 10:30 to 1 p.m. we're going to be serving pop and hot dogs, all free. Just come say hi. Come meet the folks at MBI and learn what we have to offer to you. We also offer a sign-on bonus of $500. So just for hiring on with MBI, you get $500. And then once you're hired on, the process is you go through the HR process, and then you go to our world-class training center where they teach you everything from chaining up to backing up to the disposals and all that sort of stuff as well. And then, you know, once you're done with the training center, you go on and you move into your position, and then you have a trainer with you for a while. So to apply, you can go online to mbienergyservices.com, or you can call our recruiters at 701-575-8242, and if you press 5, that'll take you directly to our recruiters to speak to them.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
Down in the Delta, where there is shelter, no helter-skelter, No blue.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp and U.S. Senator John Hoeven. This is U.S. Senator John Hoeven.
Secretary of Interior is an important position for North Dakota because the Secretary not only oversees our national parks, but also the Bureau of Land Management and Indian Affairs. So it's good that Ryan Zinke, coming from Montana, understands our issues in North Dakota. And the other thing is he's a Navy SEAL, so he knows how to get things done.
And that was U.S. Senator John Hoeven. Next, we hear from U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp.
Today, I joined the president as he signed an executive order to roll back one of the most intrusive pieces of regulation we've ever experienced in North Dakota. That is the expanded definition of waters of the United States. This was not unexpected. We knew this president made this promise. We've been working very hard to make sure that whatever we do in this Congress and moving forward provides permanent relief to our farmers and our small business and our counties and our cities who are deeply concerned about waters in the United States and the expanded jurisdiction of the Corps of Engineers and the EPA. So a good first step. I continue to believe that we desperately need to have legislation in order to resolve this issue moving forward.
To listen to the full-length interview with U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp or U.S. Senator John Hoeven, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard of the Crude Life Media Network.
There, singing in that free and easy manner. Found.